From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Arnold Abbott, head of the nonprofit Love Thy Neighbor in Broward County, has become the face of defiance against the new Fort Lauderdale ordinances dealing with homelessness. Last week, he was cited at South Beach Park for feeding the homeless. It was the second time in a week that he was cited for breaking the new law. Abbott debated Fort Lauderdale Mayor Jack Seiler on Channel 10's This Week in South Florida. Mayor Seiler applauded Mr. Abbott's work, but not his method.
What Arnold is doing is actually a very kind, compassionate act. We're just simply asking him to do it in a proper location.
But Mr. Abbott took issue with that.
We have tried many, many times to find indoor locations to feed the homeless, and they have not been available to us. So if you can find locations like that, I am not married to Stranahan Park.
Abbott said he plans to return to the beach on Wednesday once again to feed the homeless. City commissioners passed a law back in October. It requires groups to get a permit to feed the homeless, and groups also have to provide portable toilets, hand washing stations, and maintain the food at precisely prescribed temperatures. South Florida's real estate market has hit a milestone. 20 new condominium towers have been completed east of I-95 since the housing market collapsed 5 years ago. Peter Zalewski runs the condo analytics company Crane Spotters and says it's important to divide the housing market into two. West of I-95, he says, are real people with kids and dogs and lives.
East of I-95, these are imaginary people. These are people that many of us never see. And what they do is they come here, they park their money, they invest their money, and they basically sit on the sidelines and they watch and they see what the market does. So therefore, we look at east of I-95 as a condo trading pit, much like people trade stocks in New York and they trade commodities in Chicago.
Zalewski says that he's optimistic this time around is not another housing bubble, that there's more, far more cash on hand than there were in the early 2000s. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.